This is the easiest way to get 100x gains in crypto.
Projects that launch with tiny valuations during market pullbacks have done extremely well. And guess what? We just found one.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have a very special episode. We've noticed that projects that launch at tiny valuations during periods of market pullbacks have historically done very, very well. And today, we've found one that just did this exact thing.
This is perfect for the next 100X. We've seen in the past when a project is new to the scene, launches with an extremely tiny market cap, and all eyes come onto it. And it just explodes. We've seen 400Xs from projects like this. This is really fascinating because it's launching during a period of downturn in the market. Why is this a good thing? To me, it's a good thing because most projects wait until there's hype in the market, everything's doing well. But you know what? It takes eyes away from it because you can look at all across the board, projects do. Who cares?
Yep.
But when somebody has the guts to launch right now, think of all the eyes that will be on this project because name another project that's launching right now.
Exactly.
You can't. But this one just did. And here's the other thing. Think about all the selling that has been occurring over the last little while. People have been dumping their bags left, right, and center right now. Think about all the capital that's on the sideline. So now we have a project that is just hitting the market with a tiny valuation with all eyes on it and a ton of capital on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. That is primed for something like this, which has already seen mass adoption.
Yeah, this is a perfect storm for a real and legitimate project to launch at a perfect time, get all the eyes on it. And the fact that it launched at like a sub $1 million market cap, you know, we say, okay, easy 100X gains. But if you think about it, this project launched, say, at a sub $1 million market cap. Say it was, I don't know, it was 700K. All it has to do is go to 70 mil.
Yeah.
Projects go to 100, 200 mil on hype after launches all the time in crypto. For us to say 100X from launch, that's actually not just a crazy title to get you guys to watch this video. This could actually happen. That's why we thought it was such an important time to talk about this project, which just launched. And this isn't just any project. What we've seen over the market flush and the market pullback is vaporware, meme coins, fake projects. They've all died. I think what you're going to see is people start to want to invest in quality projects that have real working platforms, real working teams with years of experience that are solving multi-billion, multi-trillion dollar global problems with huge partnerships. And that's exactly what this project's done.
Okay. And the fact that they have already garnished, in my opinion, for like this project to all of a sudden just hit the market and see the amount of downloads it's already seen, I think it has like 140 plus thousand downloads, 50,000 plus on Google. That is insane. 70,000 daily active users currently. That is massive. So now they're finally entering the Web3 space. They're going to have the Web2 component and the Web3 component put together. And this is literally changing lives, detecting cancer, detecting heart attacks, strokes, etc. through this incredible AI detection technology that they have. It's really, really mind-blowing.
For sure. So the name of the project we're talking about today that just launched at a tiny market cap at the perfect time in this market pullback is BitDoctor. And the ticker is AIDD.
And it has launched on Solana. From what I've heard in the community is that it will also be bridging to Ethereum. Mm-hmm. Also, the other thing that I wanted to mention in the fact that it has launched on Solana, I believe you can get it on Radium, is the fact that Solana is a G-chain. And we've seen nothing but meme coins and trash on that chain over the past little while. But what has happened in the market recently, it's been flushing out all the trash that's been out there. Mm-hmm. I think people are now, like you said earlier in the episode, they want to see real utility, strong projects, real teams, all these different things. Solana doesn't have a ton of those. Mm-hmm. So this project that operates in the DeSci space has an opportunity to make a name for itself on Solana. I think this could do quite well.
For sure. So if you've been following us for a while, you know we are all about decentralized science. We think it is one of the most legit use cases for crypto, for blockchain technology. And I think we're all very much early to this entire sector because the world is just starting to catch on. We even saw some articles that came out that Trump and RFK are starting to look at potential blockchain healthcare. Like, there's a lot of bullish things for this sector specifically. But what does BitDoctor do that makes it different than, say, like an AXGT, who we know is basically the leader of the DeSci sector? Well, BitDoctor is an AI doctor. And it's not just like, okay, they're building this AI doctor app. They have already built this AI doctor app. This thing is already detecting issues like heart attacks, diabetes, stroke, hypertension by scanning people's faces. And just like a lot of these other DeSci projects that we've covered, they are rewarding people with their token for contributing their health data. And it's not an invasive thing, like you're not sending in all these kind of crazy tests and stuff. It's doing a lot of facial recognition, scanning your body, and providing you with real-time AI doctor advice and helping you detect and prevent these diseases before they get too bad. And they've proven this concept. They've launched the app on both the iOS and Google Play Store. As you mentioned at the start of the episode, they've had hundreds of thousands of downloads and have tens of thousands of daily active users that are using the app, helping them become more healthy and getting this token in the airdrop reward for using the app.
Yeah, so there's basically this, it's called a CMOS sensor, and it already exists on your phone. And basically you can scan your face and it will do like an AI scan and pick up on things that we can't, or even doctors can't. Mm. And it will pick up on, you know, where there's more blood flowing to one area of the face or the other. And it's been really interesting. So I mentioned some big numbers at the beginning. Number of downloads have been like 150,000 downloads, 70,000 current daily active users. 32,000 of these people have identified one or more non-communicable diseases. So that's chronic slow progressing like cancer, strokes, high blood pressure, etc. Mm. Just by scanning your face. So their AI-driven system detects health risks up to 6 months in advance. Think about how amazing that is for people who do not have access to healthcare, or people who think, you know, there's nothing actually really wrong with them. Mm-hmm. Scan your face, get rewarded with the token, but also like save lives and contribute to hyper-personalized healthcare medicine. These guys, man, like I was scrolling through Twitter trying to find some stats about what's going on. They have AI-driven diabetes risk estimation by analyzing the facial blood flow patterns. And they had an 82% accuracy of identifying diabetes. Pretty freaking impressive what these guys are doing.
Yeah, I mean, think about the multi-billion problem that BitDoctor is addressing. And also, I want you to keep in mind again, the tiny market cap that this project launched at. They could have launched at a higher market cap, but they made the decision to have good tokenomics, not do a bunch of VC funding, not do a ton of pre-sale to inflate the market cap and stuff, to dump on everybody. No, they decided to basically do a fair launch at a tiny market cap to reward people that have continued to keep their eyes plugged into the markets. Now, this project, BitDoctor, ticker AIDD, which launched at such a tiny market cap, is addressing a multi-billion dollar problem throughout the world, and that is that people just don't have access to proper healthcare. You know, okay, maybe if you live in, you know, Europe or Canada, or if you have money and you live in America, you have access to a doctor on a daily basis. But most people in the world, 4 or 5 billion people in the world, simply do not have this pleasure. That's where BitDoctor comes in, because it is an AI doctor app that anyone can use for free. In fact, it rewards you, it pays you to use the app, contribute your data, and make yourself healthier. So this is a massive, massive problem that BitDoctor is addressing in the world. They've got proven technology. And when we go through and look at some of the catalysts in their roadmap, some very interesting partnerships and integrations that could basically lead for mass adoption for the app and the token right off the bat.
Yeah, we'll get into that in 1 second, but I do want to say that Asher Louis is one of the founders of this project. So he's Docs. You can look him up. He's done a ton of AMAs. He's traveled the world giving speeches and all these things. So very involved, very passionate about this project in general. I believe he's lost a few family members to cancer. So this is why this is, you know, such a high priority for him. Mm-hmm. The technology has been validated by Google. So the Google Health AI team, software engineer and product manager came out and said that cardiovascular diseases are the leading cause of death globally, but billions lack access to basic screenings. Meanwhile, 54% of people have smartphones, which can now measure heart and respiratory rates, offering a potential solution for accessible heart health monitoring. Mm. That is what this solution is providing. That's what BitDoctor is doing. That is why they've already seen 150,000 plus downloads in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
Like, this thing can really take off.
Yeah, I think so. And then when you look at, okay, it's like they're gamifying staying healthy, because it rewards you for contributing your data and it rewards you for staying healthy. So I think that's one thing that the world needs right now is incentive for people to become healthier, as the world just seems to be becoming unhealthy and people, you know, it's tough out there for people, especially if you don't have access to proper healthcare. And we know that the rise of AI is going to disrupt every single industry in the world. And I think there's so many ways that healthcare, which is just terribly inefficient, I think it's like $6,000 to $7,000 for a clinical trial.
Yeah.
People don't have the money for that. Institutions don't have the money for that. That's why AI can make it so much more accessible for everyone around the world and help you detect diseases and problems with yourself before they get too serious. And that's where these AI doctor apps and BitDoctor can come into play. And it's like, okay, this is technology is great. They've got like tens of thousands of users, which is great. But how are they going to get it into the hands of millions and millions of people and really get that token out there into the world? And they've got some really interesting integrations that I think that can make BitDoctor reach mass adoption almost right away. We've heard rumors that the BitDoctor AI doctor app could be pre-installed in partnership with a massive Asian telecommunications company that has over 100 million customers. So think about a sector of the world like Asia, where a lot of people don't have access to a doctor. Well, when they buy their phones from this company who has hundreds of millions of customers, what if the BitDoctor AI doctor app is pre-installed on their phone?
That's crazy.
That is mass adoption for millions of people who are going to get into the crypto ecosystem through the AID token. That is crazy. And I remind you one more time, this just launched at a tiny, tiny market cap, if you catch my drift.
So I looked at the tokenomics, quite impressive. You know how a lot of these, you know, 60% goes to the team, 20% is like rewards, mm-hmm. and then the rest is, I don't know what they do with it, liquidity or something. 60% of the supply is going to the mining pool. So what does that mean? That's for all the individuals who are sharing their data and stuff like that, right? So you scan your face, you get rewarded for all that. 10% is going to protocol development. 10% is going to marketing. That is 80% of the supply is going to actually making this a real life utility project. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Only 8% of the supply will go to the team and private investors. Mm-hmm. That is virtually nothing. Another 30% so 30% is going to be used for revenue share and people who contribute to the ecosystem. So that is really cool as well. So there is going to be the utility of holding and staking and some rewards that you'll receive from that.
Yeah, and we always like the token to actually do something. And so imagine this scenario that you have millions of people using the BitDoctor app, which I think is actually quite plausible based on their proven technology and business model and way they're getting it out to the world. To access premium features, you need to hold a certain amount of the token and stake it. To access all kinds of different things in the app, you need to hold a certain amount of the token and stake it. So there is an incentive for people not only to get rewarded with a token by contributing their health data, but there is an incentive for people to just buy the token and hold it, because this app rewards you with more features and premium stuff for holding the token.
And the revenue share.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things. And yeah, the revenue share, like, this is an app that has many, many revenue streams built right into it. So we always like to look at these companies that are actually making money as opposed to ones that are just floating through on clouds and dust. So we have a company here with proven technology, massive partnerships for mass adoption rapidly. We have revenue share. We have a business model.
Hundreds of thousands of users.
We have users. We have incentive to hold the token. And we have a project that launched at a perfect time with a tiny market cap. So when you look at the next hottest altcoin, one of the best new DeSci project we've seen in a very long time to launch, BitDoctor is looking very, very interesting right now.
Yeah, no, look, we're a big fan of DeSci. I think this is another one of those DeSci projects that it can do well. You know, we've looked at other DeSci projects. They kind of have a roadmap to develop an app, and they have a roadmap to get X, Y, and Z done. Mm-hmm. that's going to take time. So when these new projects launch, you don't just view them as protocols. I tend to view them as startups, mm-hmm. right? Like you're investing in a startup. And at some point, one of these DeFi projects will end up hitting the masses and could end up being the next billion-dollar company. Like mm-hmm. realistically, it can happen.
Yep.
The fact that they already have all these working partnerships, they already have all these thousands of users, leads me to believe that this could actually be one of those projects that ends up performing quite well into the future.
Yeah, if you really dig into what BitDoctor has going on and all the catalysts for this small cap absolute gem over the next coming months and this year, integrations with hospitals, medical centers, universities, research institutions, insurance companies, pharmaceutical firms, they're all going to be clamoring over this impressive AI doctor tech. Because as an old school institution in healthcare, if you don't have the technology and you can't rapidly adopt, you need to partner with these companies that do. And I think you're going to see a rapid move once AI really starts to disrupt healthcare and companies like BitDoctor who have the proven technology and the user base, it's proven, they could see mass adoption very quickly. So for us, it's like, okay, we want to get into BitDoctor at the ground floor, sub $1 million market cap or whatever it was, and ride this thing to a potential 100x gains. I think the time is perfect for a company to capitalize on the AI healthcare revolution like BitDoctor is about to do.
Absolutely. Hey, we hope you guys like this episode. Make sure you tune to the next one,
because that one's going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.